So tell me what book you've picked for us to read next.
Okay, the next book is called A Talent for Murder by Andrew Wilson. Now, I haven't read anything by this author before, but he's written biographies about writers that I'm interested in. I haven't read those either, but I intend to after this. The authors that he's written about are Patricia Highsmith and Sylvia Plath. And I'm always interested in the lives of writers. So I'm fascinated by him and his research, but this is a novel, but it's based on a writer's life, and it's based on an incident in a writer's life. And the writer is Agatha Christie, who I am fascinated by. I love the whole thing about the time that she lived, so and the time that she set her book, so sort of the 1920s or the glamour, but also the incident that is so famous about her life when she disappeared for 10 days.
And one knows where she went.
No, we still don't know.
They still don't know.
There's been lots of speculation, and I'm fascinated by all of that. And this book, this novel, is Andrew Wilson's take on what he thinks could have possibly happened at that time. So it's his imagined view of that disappearance. And so it's got a story of betrayal, blackmail, murder, all the things that you would tend to associate with Agatha Christie anyway. So he's put all the things from her books into his story about what could have happened to her at this time.
And you haven't read it yet, so you don't know. But I was going to say, has it written it in her style as well? That's the question.
Well, we'll have to find out. And will we believe that the famous crime writer could have been drawn into this world herself? And should he have left well alone? There's so many different things that we could speculate on with this book. So we'll have to read it and see what we think.
Fantastic. Okay, so that's our book. I'm really looking forward to that. A Talent for Murder by Andrew Wilson.